But you're down by a riverbank and you see somebody drowning. And you go in and you pull them out and you make sure that they're okay. And then you look back and there's another person and another person, another person, another person. You know, what is happening? Well, if you actually look down the river, you could see that the bridge is broken and people keep falling in. So with this trauma-informed care, it's trying to soften the edges of that kind of industrial model of bring them in, fix them up, send them along their way, especially from community mental health, which is where most people who are suffering the most go. You know, it's levels of care. It's that Ford industrial model. And so you take the trauma-informed care and you just kind of lay that into it. It's not changing the whole thing. Whereas if you say, where does all the trauma come from? Why are we having all this trauma? Why, as a society, do we have all these rates of addiction? Why do we have these rates of addiction in certain pockets? How are these things happening, to understand it at that social level? And I think a lot of the way that I've kind of gone, especially after that experience managing that team, is to start moving away from kind of that individualized, how do I work with that person, to how do we fix the system? And our society, our economy, is built to create instability and insecurity, build the thing that will fill it, and then sell it to you.